Okay, so we talked about the psukim and laid out some of the key issues on, what's today? Sunday? On Thursday? So, like I said, I'm not sure how much we're going to go through every mafarish as much as raise the problems, but I want to do a careful read of the Mishnah on Samaches Amud, through the Mishnah on Samaches Amud Beis. Today I want to outline the problems, okay? If we pin down some of the issues, great, but at least outline what's going on here in the Gemara, okay? So, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Mishkareva Omer Hutar Chadash Mia. Once you bring the Karban HaOmer, so the new grain becomes permitted immediately. That's an eating, right? There's a separate prohibition that we mentioned, which is that you can't cut the new grain until the Omer, and that, as we saw, is a machlokes. Well, we didn't see yet, but I mentioned is a machlokes, whether the cutting of the Omer becomes permitted. Whether the cutting of the Omer becomes permitted when you cut the Omer, or, sorry, whether the cutting of other grain becomes permitted when you cut the Omer, or when you you bring the Karban HaOmer, and there are other questions you have to deal with there. Does that Isser apply, Bizman HaZeh? Does that Isser apply in Chutz La'aretz, even if the Isser of eating Kadosh applies in Chutz La'aretz? We'd have to get there. But right now we're talking about the Isser of eating new grain. So haruchokin mutarin mechatzot hayom. So the people who are close, so we said they can eat immediately because they know when the korban was brought, and once the korban was brought, it's permitted. If they live far away, they have to wait till chatzot because, as we mentioned, they just don't know if the korban is brought, but they can assume that by chatzot the korban is brought. Ula halan, and on. So once the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decreed that the Yom HaNeif, which is the day that they brought the Karban HaOmer, why is it called the Yom HaNeif? What does HaNeif mean? Waving. Why is it called the Yom HaNeif? Very good, because they waved it, right? As Rashi notes, because Shabbo Manifin and Omer, they waved the Omer. It's also the whole day. Which, as we mentioned, that means according to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, need to oraita on a biblical level, when there's no Karban HaOmer, when are you allowed to eat the new grain? The morning of the 16th. Right? Midera banan, the whole day is asur, which means that midera oraita, when there's no Beit HaMikdash, you can eat earlier. Meaning when there's a Beit HaMikdash, you have to wait for the Karban HaOmer. So you need the 16th plus the Karban to be brought. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, you only need the 16th in the morning. And that's what the Gemara is going to deal with. And Amar of Yehuda, Balomina Taru Asur. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not true. The 16th is Asur. Shine Emar at Etzim Hayom Hazet. Because it says until the essence of this day. Now, what does Etzim mean? So we'll see. So Rechokim Butarim Chatzot Hayom La'alan. Why, starting at Chatzot, are the people who live far from Yerushalayim allowed to assume that the carbon was brought and they can start eating? Because as we've said, the carbon Omer is a carbon, which, who's responsible for it? The Beit Din. It is national. And therefore, the Beit Din is responsible. And therefore, while, regular people might be bums, we might have to fight them on getting here to Shachar sometime. Reminder, we're allowed to daven here again, starting Tuesday. Be here on time, yay. Not that you're bumped, I know you're out of practice.
Tomorrow.
What?
Not tomorrow.
No, we're giving you 24 hours to let this sink in. We were thinking tomorrow, but also we got to figure out the Sefer Torah thing, so. Like what the shul's going to let us do. Yeah. We've got to figure out what the shul's letting us do. Right? I mean, I can link. It's not a problem. I don't care. Right? But maybe it's my bar mitzvah parsha. I really don't care. Like, it's not. But it's, thank you. Not quite yet, but soon. But, thank you. But, on Monday and Thursday, just this one. Say machlokas. No, not Monday and Thursday. No, it's machlokas about catching up. I intend on catching up, yes. I mean, I've been laying the last few weeks.
Just the week before.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Meaning that there are very prominent posts who say that, like Mr. Brewer. I don't think it's right. We're planning a minion to catch up everything.
Assuming all
Everything. Starting by Akap Kuda, yeah. Well, we've been laning the last few weeks. We didn't manage to do it the first week because it was like raining and we're still outside. Anyways, we can spend a few days on that sugya to find sugya. Okay, so Rabu Shmuel de Amri Travayu. So now let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, so, Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, Omer Matir. Bizman She'ein Beit HaMikdash Kayam, Heir Mizrach Matir.
What is that referring to? The lights of what city?
Heir Mizrach, the eastern light, meaning the rising of the sun. The east becomes...
From that point?
Yes.
So the start of the day?
Yes, correct. Now, I will... I'll make this point quickly, but look at Rashi. Normally, when do things start? When does the mitzvah hayom start? Dawn or Amud HaShachar or Neitz? Hanetz. Amud HaShachar usually. So look at Rashi though. He says, "Hey, or Mizra, Hanetz Achama Shel Tetzayin, Avolelo Asur." So the Sfat Emet is medayek. Not all Achronim agree to this. The Sfat Emet is medayek that even though normally Mitzvot Hayom start from Amud HaShachar, the Heter of the Omer starts from Hanetz. And the Sfas Emet's contention is, why would Rashi think that? Why would Rashi think that every other mitzvah starts at Amud HaShachar, but the Heter of the Omer starts at Hanetz? Because the Pasuk says... It's from the Pasuk, I know, there's another word that it says. Yom what? Etzem Hayom. And no one really knows what the word Etzem Hayom means, like the essence of the day. So the Sfat Emet argues that what Rashi thinks is that Etzem Hayom Hazeh means not just like the day, but when the day is there in full force. Right? Atzmuto Shel Yom. Right? Etzem is the essence or the strength of the day. Right? And if you've ever been outside, dawn, I mean you can see, but the day begins in full force at sunrise, right? Not at dawn. So that's how the Sfat Emet is. Not everyone agrees. Some Achronim say no, he doesn't mean Hanetz Dafka. Maybe he means sunrise. Maybe he really means dawn, and he wasn't. But whatever. Okay. So, anyways, Rabbi Shmuel Damri Javayu, Bizman Shein Beit Hamikdash Kayam Omer Matir. Bizman Shein Beit Hamikdash Kayam Heir Mizrach Matir. So, why is that true? Why is it that when there's no Beit HaMikdash, again, this is whose position? Rav and Shmuel explaining who? Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda says it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wait till the end of the 16th. Meaning? Yes, meaning it's not the 16th. Good. So they think when there's no Beit HaMikdash, so 16th in the morning. Let's say sunrise. Okay? Just for argument's sake. When there is a Beit HaMikdash, you need to wait for the Omer. Now, right off the back, what is the kasha you have to ask me? What's weird about that? What's weird? What's weird about that? Yeah, explain that. Why is that weird? Well, maybe it's not weird to you, but I think it's weird. Again, today what I want to do is read through the Gemara closing and get all the questions down that we need to answer, okay? What's weird about that? Why is it weird to say when there's no Beit HaMikdash, 16th in the morning, sunrise of the 16th is what permits the new grain. But when there is a Beit HaMikdash, the Omer. Why is that weird?
It's like the opposite of the puzzle. Why should
the Beit HaMikdash
change?
Yeah, keep pushing it. Good, good. But even worse, what's worse? Right? Why should Beit HaMikdash change? Sharpen your question. There's an even sharper question.
Shouldn't be the same time.
There's an even sharper way of phrasing that question. Right? I mean, you're both right, but what's the sharpest way of phrasing that question? Which is, I don't understand. Once sunrise is hit on the 16th, you're telling the new grain is mutter. How could the Omer, how could that heter disappear? Right? Rabbi Yehuda, I understand. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's no Beit HaMikdash, then the whole 16th is usher. If I bring the Omer, it's mutter 6 hours earlier. Right? But I understand. Once something's mutter, why should the karban make it that it's usher for longer? If it's mutter already from sunrise, how could it be that it extends the isser? What does it even mean? And it's going to have to do something with the mitzvah. Good, but we're going to have to figure out what that is.
It's a better time for the mitzvah.
Okay, so here's the question. Now, when there is a Beit HaMikdash, so what are you going to tell me? At the 16th, is it... There's different ways you could say it. Is the Gemara... The most radical way of reading the Gemara, which is very problematic conceptually, is to say that when there's a Beit HaMikdash, sunrise does nothing. The grain is completely usher until I bring the Omer. And when there's no Beit HaMikdash, the Omer is matir. Now that's very weird. Because either what's matir it is the Karban Omer, or what's matir it is the... Or is sunrise. So maybe you'd say, like what Daniel's saying, is no. Really, it becomes mutter at sunrise. But, you know...
When you have the opportunity to give an Omer, then...
When you can bring the Omer, so then it's like... what is it? So that's where there's a machlokes.
It shouldn't be
usher. Oh, good. So you could say it's not usher. It's usher is loose here. What it means is either there's a positive mitzvah to wait till you bring the Omer. But if you can't bring the Omer, the mitzvah doesn't exist and the Isser does. Or maybe what he said before was mitzvah min amovchar. Right? You know, it's not really usher. It's like, it's the best thing to do. You don't do it, it really was mutter. Right? And we'll see. Everything we just said is not just a machlokas in the Rishonim, it's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi already. That question is a machlokas, but you understand the conceptual problem that they have to deal with? Right? The problem is like this. If sunrise is sufficient to permit the Omer, so then how could it be that when there's a Karban Omer, sunrise is insufficient? Right? So either you have to come up with some conceptual way of saying in a Hanami. For some reason, when there is an Omer, sunrise is not matir. It's actually still usur. But that's very hard conceptually to justify. So if you want to go that direction, you have to explain it. The alternative is to say usur is a bit of a harsh term there. That's not really what we mean. What we mean is that if there's an Omer, if there's no Omer, so then 16th is matir. If there is an Omer, 16th sunrise is also matir. But there's a mitzvah to wait until you've brought the Omer. It's not that it's still usher at the same level. Sunrise still has some effect. Right? Sunrise has whatever effect it always does. Right? And we'll see that there's a huge machlokes to grapple with this conceptual problem. Okay? Right now I don't want to solve anything. I want to highlight the issues that we need to talk about. Yeah, Daniel.
You say that how it was supposed to be done is when there was negotiating the Omer and then there's the now that there is no basic Kiddush, you have to pick a time for when it's okay during the Omer, so it's starting the day.
But this is biblical. We're talking biblical. Right? Because, well, let's continue, right? The Gemara is going to make it clear this is biblical, because look, the Gemara says, where do they get this? My time, Trey Krai Ktiva. There are two psukim that you have to contend with. Ktiv Ad Haviachem. One Bazuk says it's Asur until you bring it. Right? Ad Haviachem, Korban Elokechem, Chukal Odom Odorodechem, Chomos Odechem. Viktiv Ad Etzem Ayom Azeh. The other one says until the essence of the day. Haketzad. So the simplest shot of the Gemara is that
if you read the pasuk, it's just shot is it's just two qualifications.
What do you mean two? You're right, two, but what two? There's two ways of understanding two. Two is either or both. Okay, but both. So then, how could it be the bisman is that you don't need it? Good, but now you have to. Again, like I said, today what I want to do is highlight the problems. The simplest shot of the Gemara is that it's one way of reading the Gemara is either or. If there's an Omer, you wait till the Omer. If there's not an Omer, you wait till the 16th of the morning. The conceptual problem with that is if sunrise in theory has the potential to be matir the new grain, then why does it lose that potential when you have a Beit HaMikdash and you're bringing the Karban Omer? So you have to explain that. So, you could say, no. Maybe it's not either or, it's both. It's that both of them are matir, but if there is no Beit HaMikdash, meaning...
One second.
Let's just highlight the possibilities. You could say both are matir, right? And maybe once you bring the Omer, once the sun rises, it wipes away some of the Yisr. And now, if there's a Karban Omer, so then the rest of the Yisr needs to be wiped away. If there isn't, it's like, right, like, you know how, like, in your body, you have multiple parts of your body that will do the same, will participate in the same thing, like your liver and your pancreas and your gallbladder will all do, will all participate in the certain thing, but if you took your gallbladder out, your liver and your pancreas will make up for it, right? So you could understand it that way. Like, in a normal situation, a little bit of the sunrise and a little bit of the Omer, you mix it together, right? You solve your solution. If there's no Omer, so then the 16th has to pull its weight more. Right, you could say that, but that's a bit of a, right? What? It's a bit of a strange conceptual model, but it could be that that's what it means, and we'll see. Shaka Zari actually thinks that. Shaka Zari actually thinks what I just said. Okay? But another direction is to say, no, it is both, but no, they're not at the same level. The 16th permits, and then the Omer... Oh, good, good. So what's the model? Come on.
I think you can say that the pasuk says ad hazmecheyo, and then it's explaining what ad hazmecheyo is, and that is including the Omer.
No, but then when there's no Beit HaMikdash, it wouldn't be mutter first thing in the morning. Why? If Atzat Etzem HaYom, does that mean when, until you bring the Omer, then how is it mutter, according to Rabbi Yochanan, from sunrise on the 16th, when there's no Omer? If Etzem HaYom, does that mean when you bring the Omer, so when there's no Omer... Right? It's very strange. Right now, Chazal reading it. Now, there could be a different model. If we wanted to put it... let me give you an example. Right? Let me give you an example. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, it's like saying, right, when there's a basic English and you could do both, then the etzemayom is when you bring the carbon. But when you...
Good, right? So you could justify something like what this is in the Shagat's Ari, as we'll see. Again, today what I do is go through more highlight of the problems. Tomorrow we'll start pinning down positions. And like I said, I'm not sure I'm going to torture you and make you read every position inside. As long as you understand what the conceptual model they're coming from is, right, then we can explain it. The Tosfot Din, the Yerushalmi, I want you to read inside. Right? The 20 million pages in the Shagat Aryeh, because the Shagat Aryeh is tshuva after tshuva after tshuva. When I learned this really well the first time when I did Yerushalmi Challah, I spent weeks on reading through these Shagat Aryehs and all these, and I don't know if I'm going to make you do that, but I want you to understand where they're coming from. Now there's other models, right? So for example, right? Let me give you an example. Are you allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Easy question here. No. Normal person. Are you allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? No. What's the nature of the prohibition? It's an Isser. Right? It's Usser. Are you allowed to eat before Kiddush? No, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Okay? Why are you not allowed to eat before Kiddush? Is it an Isser? No. What is it? It's not a better way. What is it? Because I have a mitzvah to make Kiddush as part of my suda, so mimela, I'm not allowed to eat. Why?
But if you are already eating, you have to stop.
So my Kiddush...
Or
use that one also, right? Meaning, right? That's a good example also, right? If it's zman, kriyat shema shall arvit, right? You're not allowed to start a meal. Start a meal, okay? A meal. You can snack, but you can't start a meal. If you're in the middle of the meal, you can. Why? You can't do that in Yom Kippur. Right? In Yom Kippur, you can't say, well, I was in the middle of the meal, I can continue eating in Yom Kippur. It's a great head there. Doesn't work. Why? Because in Yom Kippur, it's an Isser, and for Kriyat Shema, it's not that it's Asser, it's that once a mitzvah comes, you're chayev to be involved in the mitzvah, not be distracted by eating a meal. But if you are in the middle of the meal, so you can push it off. You understand how we're going to see some Rishonim are going to suggest that that's the difference between something like, not exactly, but similar to that is the difference between sunrise and the Omer. That sunrise removes the Isser. But why is it Usser until you bring the Omer? Not because there's an Isser, but because there's a mitzvah you're supposed to be doing with the grain, and until you accomplish the mitzvah, you're not allowed to partake of the grain. But it's not an Isser, it's an Isser which derives from a mitzvah. Those aren't the same. Right? There's an Isser which is don't eat this, and there's a mitzvah, an Isser which is derived from a mitzvah, which is you should be doing that first. And therefore you shouldn't be doing this. Right? But it's by implication from an asay. All those are possible. But you see, I'm just reading this Gemara, each of them has a textual issue to deal with, which is how do these two Isserim work together? And the second is the conceptual issue, which is How exactly do you explain the fact that there are two factors that work together? That's not so simple conceptually. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Rav Chavayu, Afil Bismanja Beit HaMikdash Kayam Eir Mizrach Matir. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish don't like this, and they say, Mapitam, I don't understand what you're talking about. In the time of the Beit HaMikdash, whatever the first model is, they say, we don't buy it. Because the first model makes it sound like, again, we highlighted the conceptual issue here. But if you just read it without any conceptual issues, you were just focusing on the words. Does it sound like, according to Rav and Shmuel, before the Omer, it's actually Usser? Not none of these quasi-Issers. Yeah, it sounds like it's Usser, according to Rav and Shmuel. Does it sound like Usser? Just linguistically. Does it sound like they mean Usser, Usser?
No.
Rav and Shmuel. It does. Because what do they say? When there's a Beit HaMikdash, the Omer is Matir. When there's no Beit HaMikdash, the sunrise is Matir. What does Matir normally mean?
Matir
implies that there was an issue you had to remove. Right? That's the simplest shot. We can be mefalpel. But the simplest shot is that that's what they hold. Whatever it is that they hold, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish don't like it. And they say, Mapitom. Even when there's a Beit HaMikdash, sunrise permits. And then you'll say, Oy, v'aktiv ad v'yachem, ad v'yachem. How can you say that it's mutter at sunrise? The pasuk says you can't eat it ad v'yachem until you bring the carbon. What's the answer?
Le mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? That's what the Yushalmi argues about. Is it a mitzvah d'oraisa, like, you know, whatever? Is it mitzvah menamuchar? Is it derabanan? Right? But they're saying, yes, when there's a Beit HaMikdash, you can't eat it until the Omer is brought. But sunrise, right? The simple shot is that Rav and Shmuel think that it's actually Usser, and you got to figure out how they think that. And Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish think that no. Sunrise is a matir, and there's a mitzvah of some sort to not eat until the Omer, right? Mishakare va Omer huter chadash miyad. Then the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Then we continue. When the Omer is brought, it's permitted. Doesn't permit it imply that it was Usher before? So what does the Gemara answer? Limitzvah. Don't be too makbid on the language. Limitzvah. And look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mitzvah lahamtin achi krava omer. It's a mitzvah to wait till the omer is brought. Aval belav lo avar. But there was no prohibition. There's no negative. There's a positive, not a negative. Again, what level it is, we'll have to see tomorrow. So then the Gemara continues. Ha'omer ha'yamatir b'medina u'shtelech b'mikdash. He said, well, I don't understand. Over and over, the Mishnah uses the language matir, which implies it used to be usur, otherwise you wouldn't have to permit it. And therefore, the next Mishnah says that the Omer permits eating in outside the Beit HaMikdash, and the shtelech permits bringing the new grain as a karban. So what's the Gemara's answer again? The mitzvah, right? Don't get so worked up about it. It's a mitzvah. Okay, so then the Gemara says, continuing on Samech Chesamud Beis. Again, I want to try to read through the whole Gemara at least once, so we know the questions that we need to answer. Okay, that's my goal for today. Mishacharav Beit HaMikdash. When the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, Hitkin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Sheyehei Yom Hanef Kulo Asur. My time. Why? Why did he say that once there's no Beit HaMikdash, we have to wait the whole 16th until after the 16th? Mehira Yibane Beit HaMikdash, because we're worried that Ymir Tzashem, the Beit HaMikdash, will be built soon. And then what's going to happen? So you're used to eating from sunrise on the 16th. You'll forget the next year that you're supposed to wait until the Karban HaOmer. The Yomru Ishtake Milo Achalno Beir Mizrach. You'll say, last year, didn't we have Chadash breakfast?
Okay, but that's just not the best way to do it.
So, and Hashan Aminecha Velo Yodid Ishtake Lo Yomer. So he says, Heir Mizra. Now, by the way, we talked about this a little bit a while ago, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai consistently, when he sets up takano about the Mikdash, they tend to be optimistically oriented. And you see another one here, right? Where he says, why is it usher to eat grain the whole 16th? Because you're supposed to live with the anticipation that Beit HaMikdash might be brought right away, right? Like, this is, that's his mindset, consistently. We talked about that. Okay. Heir Mizrach. So now the Gemara says, but now the Gemara is a kasha. I think this was Daniel's kasha that he was in the middle of saying, which was, wait a second. If really what permits it is sunrise, and it's like a nice thing to do to wait until the Omer, so you're going to set up a gzeira that I don't eat all the 16th because next year I might not do something in the best way. If there's no Isser, right? If sunrise always removes the Isser and it's just a mitzvah to wait for the Omer, so that's worth setting up a derabanan?
Is there it was actually Isser to eat until the Omer?
So the Gemara said, Mishum, what? You know, if it's an Isser, at least I understand.
Right.
But if it's just a mitzvah.
You wouldn't set up a gzeira if it's mitzvah, but it's just better.
Well, that's what the Gemara says. The Isser connected with mitzvah. That's exactly Mark's question. If you think it's a mitzvah, Mishum mitzvah lekum v'ligzar, he'd make up a gzeira to protect the mitzvah. I understand to not make you violate an isser, but if it's only a mitzvah, it's just a, what are you going to do? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, B'shitas Yehuda Amra. So he says, oh, maybe Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai actually held like Rabbi Yehuda, not like we'd understand the simple pshat in the Mishnah, which is that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai thinks that it's mutter from sunrise on the 16th, and Rehuda thinks from the 17th. Maybe he agrees with Rehuda that it's really usher. Now, why does Rehuda think this? Because we said Rehuda is derived from the word ad, which ad can either mean ad v'lo ad bichlal or ad v'ad bichlal, up to inclusive, up to non-inclusive. Rehuda thinks it's up to inclusive, and therefore all the 16th it's usher unless you bring the omer. So Rehuda amra da amra min haTorah usher. It's biblically prohibited. Shneimar etzem hayom hazeh. Ad itzu moshel yom v'kazavar ad ve'ad bechlal. Right, he thinks that up to means up to inclusive. So the Gemara says, really? U'misavar lo kavasei. How can you tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Who is the bar plukta of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan. You can't tell me they're the same. They are literally the only people who mention the Mishnah and they argue. V'amiflag palik. Alei did not. The Mishnah had said, "Mishacharab Bein Hamikdash." That when the Bein Hamikdash was destroyed, he did Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai sheyom and ev kulo asur. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai decreed that the Yom Hanev, that the day of bringing the Omer is asur all day. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, "Valo mina taro asur." Rabbi Yehuda says, "You are wrong to say it's only a decree. It is biblical." Dichdevar etzem ayom hazeh. So doesn't that imply that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's permitted starting at sunrise on the 16th, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's not mutter at sunrise on the 16th? So what's the Gemara's answer? Which is very schwer, but that's the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Rabbi Yehuda de Katai. Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake. Who savar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai midi rabbanan ka'amar? He thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai meant this rabbinically. Vilohi, and it's not true, midoraita ka'amar. Really, he meant biblical, and he meant the exact same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, really? Vahitkin katani. What's the word? What does Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai say? He decreed. What does decree normally mean? Dirabanan. So the Gemara answers, my hitkin. No, this is unique. The word hitkin means something different than it means anywhere else in Shas. It doesn't mean decreed rabbinically. What does it mean? Dorash v'hitkin. He made a drasha in the pasuk and then established. Yes, I see that look on your face. That's my look on the face also. Good. Very problematic. Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua Achli Chadash b'Urta d'Shitzar Nage Shivsar. Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, would eat Chadash on the night of the 16th, right? Urta d'Shitzar. Remember where? How do we know that? What's the most famous Mishnah that says that Ur means night? The first Mishnah in what Masechet? Oh, come on. Thank you. Psachim. Or Larba Asar. The Bidigat Chametz is Or Larba Asar, which means the night of the 14th. Right? And the Gemara asks, what do you mean Or? Why would you call night light, which is Lashon Sagi Nahor, which is euphemistic. And the Gemara answer is because there's a value to speaking Lashon Naki. Right? You should speak cleanly. And calling night darkness is pasnish, so you call it euphemistically the time of light. Okay? For the record, by the way, it's important to know, people don't get this wrong, totally parenthetically, but I'm sure growing up, I'm sure you went to a little bit more of a yeshiva school, I'm sure you heard this, that people also, a little bit more, but Chavetz Chaim is enough for this, right? That they said, oh, don't curse, because it's nivel peh, right? I'm sure you've heard this, right? So it's actually probably wrong. Nivel peh in the Gemara is not using foul words. That's probably the mitzvah value that the Gemara in Pesachim outlines, which is speaking Lashon Naki. Correct. Nivel peh in the Gemara. Like clean, yeah. So like not cursing, not using foul language is probably the positive value that you have in Pesachim of Lashon Naki. The Isser of Nivel peh that the Gemara talks about is, what's the classification of the Gemara of Nivel peh? I'm not telling you should use foul language. I just want you to understand these are two different categories. Nivel peh is talking, right? So the Gemara's classic example is Hakol Yodin Kala Lama Nichnesal Chupa. Everybody knows what's going to happen after a couple gets married. They call him Nabel et Piv, and anyone who dirties his mouth to talk about it. Right? And then the Gemara goes on the, right, tells you how terrible it is and all the punishments you'll get, etc. So nivul peh means talking about explicit sexual, maybe other contents as well. Not using, like using clean language is also important, but it's a different category. It's lashon naki, that you're supposed to use refined language. But they're not actually technically the same category in the Gemara. Those are two different things. Correct. Right.
I'm going to use more, just like a better thing.
Correct. Right. It sounds like in the Gemara that nivel peh, right, is a problem of talking dirty, right, like talking about things that are improper, as opposed to lashon naki, which is you should use refined language actively, right? You should actively use refined language and not, you know.
And it changes with society.
Correct, and you would say, I think that that's much more societally based. Correct. Right, where nivul peh is not like that, right? Certain things that Chazal deem as improper to have conversations about, like the intimate lives of the newly married couple, that remains true in every generation, even if, you know, you're in a society that thinks that's totally proper to talk about. It's not, right? It's not. I remember I was at one wedding once. The rabbi was not an Orthodox rabbi, and I nearly like fainted. He was stalling for time, so he decided to have a mini shiur about the ksuba and explain to everyone what it says in the ksuba. And he's like, in the ksuba, it delineates how, you know, whatever Reuven promises to Sarah, that he'll provide her with food, and he'll provide, and then he started getting into slightly inappropriate detail of like, and you know what they're going to do with their bedroom. You know, he started like making like crude jokes. I'm like, oi, honestly, like that's nivel peh. That's not what you're talking about, right? I mean, like technically, yes, it's what we read in the ksuba, read in Aramaic, and no one knows what's going on. Okay, so like to say there, like what?
What if we knew Aramaic? Is that a problem?
No, you're just delineating the chiyuvim. You don't get into like detail, you know? Like, you know, it's one thing to say you read a legal document that says he's high and shek should. No. Okay. You know, it was really weird. Anyway, but that's nivel. Okay, that's close parentheses. But I think it's just important that you understand. And it's important for me to explain this because now you understand. If you conflated them, you'd be very weird. Because you're going to tell me, really, calling night the time of darkness, that's nivel peh? Like, no, it's not nivel peh. That's a different value. There's a value of being like extra refined, right? Of being extra refined. But, okay, fine. So then the Gemara says, Rav Papa Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua Achli Chadosh Be'urta Dishitza Nage Shivsa. They had it. When would they have Chadosh? So at the night of the 16th, right? Nagahei Shivsar, right? Meaning going into the, right, the eve of the 17th. Why did they think that was mutter? Because they think that Kazavri Chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'rabbanan. They think that Chadash and chutz la'aretz is only d'rabbanan. And therefore we're not worried about the suffik. So we only wait, you wait till the end of the day. Now by the way, right, what does that sound like? They think that the Isser is to the end of the 16th, which means like the original understanding of Rechman Zakai, not like Rehuda, who thinks that you have to wait until the morning of the 17th. Right, so even though the Gemara may think that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai may agree with Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to be that there's another position here who says at least, right, that really the Esther is the morning of the 16th. Right, because you notice how Rav Papa now seems to be going like the original understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, the one that didn't make Daniel cringe, right, which is that he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan debate of Ashi Achli B'tzafer D'Shivsar, but the Rabbanan of the Beit Midrash of Rav Ashi, they would wait until the 17th of the morning. Why? Kasavri Chadash B'Chutz La'aretz D'Oraita, because they thought that it's D'Oraita. The Rav Yochanan Zakim D'Rabbanan Kalamar, they thought what? Both Rav Papa and Rabban Debate of Ashi understand Rav Yochanan Zakai how? Probably, like the original read. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai thinks it's only Osir Midrabbanan. Right? The question is, the Machlokes, or maybe not Rav Papa, actually. Rav Papa could go either way. I can see this going either way. So look at Rashi, right? He says, they were worried about the suffix, but Safra Achlele, they don't worry about that condition. Right? So but the Rabban Debate of Ashi, why do they wait until the 17th in the morning? Because they think Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai thought that when to become mutter, not like Rabbi Yehuda, when? The 16th in the morning. And they thought that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai really held that why is it also on the 16th until the night? Gezeira. Right? Meaning, Rav Papa seems to think that Rabbi Yochanan thought it was also until night. Rabban and Rav Ashi thinks, he really thinks the morning and the Gezeira is until night. But they thought that Chadosh nowadays in Chutz La'aretz is D'Oraita, and therefore it's a Machloket. So when there's a Machloket, what do? On a D'Oraita, you're Machmir. And therefore they waited until the 17th in the, no, the 17th in the morning, because they paskin life. Like they think that Rabbi Yochanan thought that Midoraita was mutter on the 16th, it was Asar until nightfall. But since the Machloket, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Papa thought that no, it's a Savik Dirabanan. Because Chadosh is only Dirabanan, and therefore, you're Lukula, so it should be mutter when? The 16th in the morning. But there's the Gzera, so you wait until the nightfall. But both of them seem to think that Rabbi Yochanan potentially held, like we originally said, that it's only Midrabbanan, but Midoraita, the 16th is Mater, not like the stage immediately previous in the Gemara. Okay, so let's just try to get to the end of the Gemara. Like I said, tomorrow I want you to understand all the problems, right? And then we have to start going through it. So like, what we'll start with is, what is this mitzvah we're talking about? To answer that, there's a Yerushalmi and Challah, which I put on the sheet for you, and two Tosfotim and a Gemara and Daf Hei that I want you to understand. Again, I'm thinking I'm not going to make you read the Acharonim. I want you to understand the problems, read the Rishonim and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi on it, because that's primary sources. Secondary sources, you know, if I made you read the Shagas Aryeh inside, it'll be your in Ladori Darot. Is that what I put on the sheet for tomorrow? I'm not. Oh no. I think what I put before that on the sheet was the question that we talked about a little bit yesterday. Or not yesterday, whatever it was. Thursday?
Yeah.
Which was, okay, we clearly see that the Omer has the status of a matir, right? But is it only a matir, or is there also a mitzvah? And we suggested that it might even be that that's the machloket here, right? Meaning if you think that it can cut the hour short, it's a matir. If you think that it extends the yisur, based on the mitzvah shavuot, that might be that fundamentally its role is as a mitzvah, and sort of secondarily it's a matir. I think that's actually what I put on the sheet first. I don't know which one I put on the sheet first, but we can do either one tomorrow. Actually, I don't know if I put the Yerushalmi on the sheet for you or if I cut it the next sheet. I think I actually cut it the next sheet. So tomorrow might be dealing with the question of mitzvah and matir. So what I want you to do tomorrow is also think about this, right? Which is, How does these do these machlokot? I've already sort of given you the keys to it, but how do these machlokot play in to the question of whether the omer is a mitzvah of a matir? Right? Meaning, if you think that the omer becomes mutter earlier when there's no omer, right? If the new grain rather becomes mutter when there's earlier when there's no omer, how does that impact the way you view the karban? And if it waits till later, right? How it, right, if it delays the heter, how does it then it conceptualize it? Let's just get to the end of the Gemara here. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan zaken midirabbanan kamar. Rabbi Yochanan is saying midirabbanan. V'chitaken liyom anev l'sveika lo taken. And he wasn't mitaken as a safek. So Amar Ravina, Amar li aim. My mother told me that avuch lavel chadash el burd de shibzar nage tamne sar. Your father was even more machmir. When would he eat chadash? Only the night of the 17th going into the 18th. Now remember I told you, look out for letters that switch here. This is a good place to look at it because, right, Timna Sar is what? Timna is what? Tamne. The Tav switches to the Shin. So it's Shmona. Shmona Sar. Right, Shmona Asar could just. The Sover look of Yehuda Vichai is Lasveka. Why? For two reasons. Because one is he held like a Yehuda that when did it become Mutter? The 17th. But he was also worried about Sveka. Right? He was also worried about the Sveka, so he waited the whole.
What do you mean?
Because he thought it was D'oraisa.
Yeah.
Right, so therefore he thinks that Midarais is Azrael the 17th plus the Takana, right? Plus, so he goes all the way, and he so you end up having it's Mutter 16th in the morning, 16th at night, 17th in the morning, 17th at night. Very good. Okay, so like I said, the questions that I want to definitely focus are on tomorrow. I think the sheet that you have here deals with the question of mitzvah or matir. So what I want you to do is read the Gemara Daf Hey. That I mentioned on the sheet and deal with the question. I think.
This gave us.
Let me just see which what I.
Like Devar,
you can skip the Hamak Devar. We talked about it already. That was really the Gzeira issue. But I think I moved to Mitzvah Matir, right? The Midrash and a Griz and a piece by Avram Pomeranchik.
Mishnah and Bet Amid Aleph.
And with the Gemara and Def Hey, right?
And
good.
Also,
hey, 5A, right?
4A.
4A and through 4A, 5A, and 5B. Yeah. Whatever, I give you a few lines out of the Gemara. Okay, so tomorrow the question I want you to deal with is, in light of all this, do you conceptualize the Omer fundamentally as a matir, meaning that its main role is to permit, or as a mitzvah hayom? And then, once we finish that, in 2 days, we'll come back to some of the questions we outlined in the Gemara today, which is, okay, what exactly are all these levels? The Yisr, the Mitzvah Min HaMuchar, what are we talking about? And that's going to take us to Yerushalmi and Tosfot. And we'll move from there. Yeah, I think we're going to shortcut this. And I'll go through, I'll mention the Acharim, but we won't read them inside too much, a little here and there, because I do want to get to what I know Simcha wants to do, which is the Halach L'maisa, which is, okay, what does this look like nowadays? Which is, why is it that we aren't makbid on new grain, right? Which clearly we're talking in Chutz La'aretz is also usher. How do we get there? So it's a few days I'm setting up the groundwork here, and then we'll try to move to that. Okay.